Yeah, well, I think failure is one of the hardest things in business because no one likes to fail. We actually believe we can often just keep repeating the same things and never have to fail, which is magical thinking. Look, I fail big and small. I've written off businesses to the tune of tens, if not $100 million. I was talking earlier about Hulu, and we had acquired a women's online community prior to Hulu, and it just didn't thrive.
And that was iVillage.
iVillage, the natural antibodies in the NBC organization wanted to kill it. They wanted to know why iVillage was getting money that they weren't getting. I didn't do as good a job as I could have in integrating the teams. It kind of became our team against their team. And the program just didn't go as well as it could have. I use that as one example. Ultimately, iVillage, series of generations of leaders ended up not investing in it, and they had to shut it down. So it could have been Facebook in one way. On the other, it never could have been because we didn't take the time to work through the tension to make both teams feel invested. And I tried to share these stories in my book. I think every chapter I pretty much share a failure. I could have easily called it Fail Forward because I think you don't get to the learning. Had we not gone through iVillage, I'm not sure we would have had as much confidence as we did to seed Hulu. Had Fox not failed with MySpace, they might not have been as eager to make it right with Hulu. So often we forget about the failure as a path to what works. And there are ways to make it less costly and less expensive. And that's some of what I try to document in the book. Mm-hmm. Companies spend way too much money throwing things at ideas when it's too early before they've really validated that the opportunity is real, that the idea is sturdy. And so there are ways you can do this without spending a lot of money until you build more confidence.